You're listening to SBS News.
Popularity trumps policy in Timor elections, and for incumbent leader Francisco Luolo Guterres, thousands poured into the city to show their support. Agriculture, health, education, and maintaining the stability of the country are top priorities.
You are all ready to stand with me, so I am ready to run for president for the second time. I promise that if re-elected on March 19, I will lead the people according to the law and the constitution.
The former guerrilla leader is running against 15 others, marking the largest pool of candidates to run in a Timor election since its inception in 2002. In 1999, a referendum to gain independence attracted overwhelming support, ending a 24-year brutal Indonesian occupation that killed more than 170,000 people. Since then, Timor has had elections every 5 years, many fighting in the resistance now leading the country. Among them, Mr. Guterres' greatest threat is former President José Ramos Horta. This week, Mr. Ramos Horta saw a huge outpouring of support, but ended his rally early to avoid a clash between rival supporters.
We have a very politicized people. They know exactly what they want, who they're going to vote. And that is really admirable.
Economic diversification away from the country's reliance on oil and gas forms part of his campaign. But controversially, he hopes to dissolve parliament, accusing the current leader of being unconstitutional.
The next 5 years, exceptional challenges in terms of strengthening our democratic institutions, repair the damage done by the current president.
A new generation is hoping to steer away from the bitter historic rivalries. Virgilio da Silva Guterres is the head of the press council and a running candidate.
I want to invite the new generation to stand up to say to them that we are more than ready to lead this country.
And as election day draws closer, banners, party colours and chanting in the streets have ceased. More than 850,000 people are registered to vote, 200,000 of those new voters. If none of the candidates secure more than 50% of the vote in the first round, a runoff between the two top contenders is scheduled for April 19th. Anita Bolle, SBS News.